Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
8 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. We are getting into our daily focus feature with Pastor Pasmo Munga. He's on the line. So today we are looking at dealing with loss under the topic that says grief, God's way. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, my sister, and good morning, our listeners.
How are you, my pastor, today?
We are great, and how are you today?
I am very well. Thank you so much. Before we get into our conversation, Pastor, shall we open with the word of prayer?
Thank you. Our Lord and our Savior, we submit your authority again as we start this conversation. That, Lord, it will be to the glory and honor of your name. Bless our listeners, bless our presenters, and bless all of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, my pastor. Thank you so much. Let's get into it. So when grief hits, it can feel as though the world has lost its color, but God doesn't leave us to suffer in isolation. His presence is a balm for our wounded hearts. How do we navigate our grief with the assurance that God is near, even in our pain? Let's talk about how God's love can turn mourning into comfort. So my pastor, how can we trust God? How can we trust God's timing when it feels like the pain of loss is never ending?
It's not easy in the first place. On our own, we can't do it. But those are moments when we turn to the verses that we do not want to read. When someone is passing through a moment of sorrow, like Ecclesiastes chapter 3, when it says there's a time to be born, there's a time to die, there's a time to embrace, there's a time to refrain from embracing. We would rather talk about the positive side all the time. That is a time to be born, not a time to die. A time to embrace, not a time to refrain from embracing. A time for building, not a time for scattering away. But those are the painful realities that we need to live with. That is, we have to, there's a time to be born, there's also a time to die. As there was a funeral in the neighborhood today, that neighborhood is my home. As a certain person lost a husband, today's me who has lost a husband. As someone lost a wife somewhere, today it's me who has lost a wife. Someone lost a child somewhere, today it's me who has lost a child. So we need to embrace those painful realities, like we have in Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. He says all things work together for those who love the Lord. So we may not understand, even when it is painful, by God allowing it, then it is fine for us. Like we have said in the other conversations, this out of heaven, there are many things that we may not understand, but all things work together for good. Even those things that are painful for us, they are for our good, though we may not understand in the immediate context.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, my pastor, for that. And how does the act of surrendering our grief to God bring healing and peace?
Thank you. To surrender, when I checked for the meaning of surrender, one of the meanings says to surrender means to give up completely.
Yes.
Or hand over. In this case, our grief or burden to our God, to give up completely or hand over, in this case, our grief or burden to God. And you always surrender to someone who is greater than you. This person takes over everything. That this person will tell you what to do. In other words, this person becomes your master. And right. In this case, when we surrender our grief to God, we hear like in Psalms 147 verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Just like we are animal keepers where I come from, If an animal has got a wound, you get the animal, and the animal stops resisting, then you start now binding that wound, you put the healing balm there. And this is what Psalms is saying, 147 verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted. And even Psalms 34 verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. He blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. For sure, this God is there when we are tried. He comforts us. He comes near to us when we are broken, when our hearts are crushed. And David was writing from experience that at one time he was brokenhearted. At one time his spirit was crushed, but the Lord was his comfort. The Lord is near. He's there. And this brings peace and healing to us when we know there's someone near with us.
Mfundisi, when I'm looking back for the past 2 days, we really tried to cover a lot. And now we continue with our conversation. So to our listeners at home, if you do have a question regarding our topic for today, we are looking at grief, God's way. Our theme for this week is dealing with loss. Do send us your questions on +273 470 3520. Pastor Munga is here to answer all your questions. My pastor, let's continue. So how can the Christian community provide support during moments of profound loss?
Thank you. It's not easy in the first place, but like it is, a community I remember that definition when I was primary school, says a community is a group of people who live together. So even the Christian community is the same. We have, like in James 1 verse 27, a very good recommendation for us, pure religion, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep one's self unspotted from the world. But the key word there is to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. When someone has lost a loved one, that is trouble. We talk about the children who lose their parents. Maybe at times it has happened in an accident. Both the father and mother die in one blow. Widow, someone who has lost a husband or a widower, they need to be visited. They need company. And we need to involve them in our daily activities because it is possible when these people are isolated, they can go into depression.
True.
But we need to visit them. And even before we visit them, away from the visits, we need to pray for them. Just at your home, at my home, I need to pray intentionally for widows, for orphans. And when I meet these, like it is to visit, I need to pray with them, read the scripture with them, have a fellowship with them, and also engage in service. It is also important because when someone is grieving, they are looking inward. But when they are engaged in service, they are now looking outward. We have to engage these people like when we are doing community service. We engage these people. And then as they are engaged, they can say, oh, there are other people also who have got challenges than I have. And at times even discover that others have got more challenges than they have. And that is very important. And that is community support that is given for us. Like in the church, in the case of a church, we need to do that. And where necessary, we can also encourage these people to seek professional help.
Oh, thank you so much, my pastor. And in what way... in what ways can we honor the memory of a loved one while continuing to rely on God for comfort? Because most of the time, as Africans, let me put it that way, as Africans, we most celebrate our loved ones in a different way. We once spoke about why do we celebrate a dead person? Are we celebrating a dead person, or are we celebrating the memory that we have with that person? And then we ended up talking about why do we saw videos. We see videos in our social media that people tend to celebrate on that day. They say, hey, we are celebrating the life of this person. If this person was an alcoholic, for an example, if this person was an alcoholic, we buy a lot of alcohol, drink, do whatever that person was doing. But now it seems like we are not relying on God for comfort. We are doing exactly what that person was doing. So in what ways can we honor the memory of a loved one while continuing to rely on God for comfort?
Thank you. I appreciate and understand your struggle to put forth what you wanted to put.
Yeah.
But to an African, it's very easy to understand that death to an African especially is very complex.
Sure.
Because we are struggling from where we are coming from, the beliefs about our ancestors, when someone has died, that they are, I cannot complete the dead. They are somewhere, and no wonder we don't even speak bad things about the dead.
Right.
And realize why? Because we fear to offend them. And that when we offend them, they can come and get to your throat. So if there's a belief that is hard to teach to an African, it's the state of the dead.
Right.
Even when someone dies in an accident, to us, yes, it does in an accident, but there's another cause. So I don't know how it is that side, but here, that's how it is.
It's like that for this.
Yeah. So with those in picture and in mind, the memory of the dead to an African becomes complex.
Eish.
In our place, what used to happen, someone dies, after some time they brew some beer to give to this person who has died so that the spirits can do this and that. But to us who believe in God, for sure, when I think of someone who has died, a beloved person who has died, I think about what God has said.
Eish.
Like Jesus said, that the dead are just sleeping. They are just sleeping. Like Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others with who have got no hope. Meaning there's a way we can sorrow, there's a way we can mourn, there should be a difference between those who have got hope and those who don't have hope. Those who don't have hope, like in our place, people get the ashes. You paint yourself everywhere with these ashes and you are going to the grave and everywhere because you are saying this is the end.
Mm.
But to someone who believes in God, like we have got him, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more.
Mm.
Mourning and crying and pain will be no more because the first thing have passed away. We find this in Revelation 21, verse 4. So to someone who believes in God, we know that there's a resurrection morning that is coming. Those who have died in Christ, they will resurrect first. They are just there sleeping. So when the memory of someone who has died comes, what should also come to mind is that this is not the end.
Mm.
This is not the end. I stay in Lusaka, and this is where, like I mentioned in one conversation, this is where our child was buried.
Right.
And from time to time, we have got a funeral service, and we go to the same graveyard where our child was born.
Okay.
But there are no painful memories that one brings, because what just comes to my mind each time I look that side is that there's a morning that is coming.
Aye.
When the graves will be open. So I don't even have time to go there. No, like people go, no, let's go and see where this person was buried. You try to clean the place and even to put a tombstone. We will never put a tombstone because there's no need.
Mm.
We are just waiting for that morning when the dead in Christ will rise. So we have got hope. And when we think about those who have died, we can think about the better thing that is yet to come. And it's also important that before we die, we put our houses in order. Because in death, you can't make a decision.
Hey.
And we cannot give an offering. There are some denominations that give an offering for the dead. So that if your dead is somewhere in purgatory suffering, so when you give a large offering, they are going to be moved now, they will go to heaven. No, there's nothing like that.
Mm.
We have to make a decision now. When we are dead, it is sealed.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, my pastor. Before I let you go, my pastor, how do we help others cope with loss, I mean, and grief while keeping God at the center of their healing journey?
Thank you. We can help others, like I think we must have mentioned one of the conversation, when we have to allow people to grieve without shame and without guilt.
Yes.
Even if I'm a pastor, you see me rolling on the ground because I'm pained. Actually, just allow me. I'm a pastor, yes, but I'm feeling pain in me. So I have to be allowed to mourn like another. So that is very important for us than trying to keep this person, no, please keep quiet. No, these things happen and that kind of thing. No. They should be allowed. And as we allow these people with the grief, we need to rehearse God's promises in moments of grief and pain. God has made promises, like in Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.
Hey.
A lot of people have stopped going to church. Why? Because when they are lost, the loved ones, the church members did not come. It is not a church member to strengthen someone. No, it is God. Church members can provide comfort. How many people have left the church because no church member can come? Why? Because we look to the wrong places for help. But it is God who has said, do not fear. Because there are certain times when someone has died. I remember when I was a small boy, there's a cousin I was staying with, sleeping in the same house, on the same bed, and then he was involved in a road traffic accident. It's like to me, the whole world had shattered. Everything was just in pieces. But God is saying during such moment, do not fear. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. So it's important for us to rehearse the promises of God and to assure these people that in their pain and grief, God is still there and he's feeding it with them.
Wow. Thanks so much, my pastor. Shall we close with a word of prayer?
You're most welcome. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, there is someone somewhere who is passing through a traumatic moment because of losing a son, because of losing a daughter, because of losing a father or losing a father or a mother, because of losing a wife or losing a husband, or losing someone who is close to them. Our Lord and our Savior, how we pray that those words will be re-echoed in their hearts, in our hearts, that I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. Thank you that you are ever present. Even when others leave us, you are ever there with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be a shield to someone and be a hedge and a refuge to someone somewhere who is passing through a traumatic situation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Until tomorrow.
You are most welcome, our listeners. God bless you.
Amen. Yesterday we received a comment that you presented so well.
Ah, we praise God for that. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much to our listeners at home. That was our pastor, Pastor Amunga, talking to us about dealing with loss. That's the theme for this week. And today we were looking at grief, God's way. Tomorrow we are continuing with our conversation. So do engage with us. Do ask questions if you have any, and then he's here to answer all your questions. For now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have our daily devotion. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.